Welcome to the Girl Power Alliance podcast, where you're going to meet and hear from some inspiring women with incredible stories who are leading in business and in faith. We are on a mission to impact the world by helping women to dream bigger and build wealth through kingdom-minded mentoring and leadership. Change yourself, change the world.
Welcome back to the Girl Power Alliance podcast. I'm your host, Molly Trotter Gomez. I have an absolute gem of a guest here today, Joanne Johnson. I'm so excited for you to meet her, to hear her story and just how the Lord is using her. Joanne, I remember meeting you at a mutual friend's birthday party, and I was listening to you across the table just share how the Lord's using you in the space of really being able to, first of all, help people give appropriately, give to places where they want to, where they're aligned with. And I was like, wait a second, like I've never really heard somebody talk like that before. And you just had this grace and anointing and this like this strong leadership, yet like this, like such empathetic and just loving nature about you. And I said, you know what? I don't know this woman. I haven't even introduced myself yet. But what I heard, I was like, she's definitely coming on the podcast. Then I asked her way later, I said, you need to come on and share your story. And we've gotten to know each other a little bit more and had more interactions, which has been amazing. Yeah. So that's how we met. But without further ado, Joanne, we are so excited for you to be on here. I would love for you to share your story with us so people can kind of see where you started and how the Lord is using you now.
Well, thank you so much, Molly. It was like so much fun to have that conversation across the table at dinner. We were like, wait a second, we need to talk more. But yeah, it was just such a joy to meet you and then to hear what you're doing and just to have this time with you and to share about just something that, you know, obviously the Lord put on my heart years ago. And I shared a little bit of background with you. I can go that deep if you want in the story and share from that perspective. Do you want me to do that?
Go for it. Yes.
Okay. So the story behind what I currently do with my company Give4 is years and years and years ago. This was probably 7 years ago that was when I actually started the company. But before that, there was 3 years prior to that where I was just spending time with him one day and just got this kind of download in my spirit about generosity and like something that he was unlocking in me that he wanted me to partner with him to help do and help other people. And at the time I was like, that's a nice idea. I'm not doing that. And so I just kept going on with my life. And then a couple of years later, I went on a trip to India on a missions trip with some friends, and we were doing women's conferences out there. Like we had the privilege of speaking to 1,800 women who were in leadership or pastoring out there and just really equipping them and encouraging them. And it was an amazing time. And we were riding on the bus one day from one village to another, and the Lord was reminding me as I was looking out the window, and he said, do you remember that idea I gave you? Are you going to do anything about it? And I was like, nope, I'm not. And so it was really out of my own personal like insecurity and fear, you know, that I kept saying no. So long story short, I ended up going through a training at our church was offering, and it was called Giving University. And so I went through this training, and at the very end of the training, there was a scene that they showed of Schindler's List. And this class was all about generosity and what is giving versus benevolence. What does it look like to be an informed giver, to be a responsible giver? How to look at 990s for organizations to know, like, are they doing what they say they're doing with your money? You know, all kinds of amazing practicals, but also just kind of for me being in that space for a long time in general of like nonprofits and philanthropy, it was very interesting to me. So the last scene in that class was Schindler's List, when all the people that he had saved were surrounding him and thanking him. And he kind of had this moment where he started to freak out, and he was like, wait a second, like I could have sold my ring and that would have been another, you know, life or two. I could have sold my car. I could have done more. And he just had this like he couldn't receive the thanksgiving and the gratitude of these people, but he also knew there was more he could have done. And he was regretful. So I left that class and the Lord was like, are you going to do what I asked you to do? And I just felt that like, okay, this is it. This is the last time he's asking. And I said, I'll do it. I'll do it, Lord. And I had no idea what it was going to look like. Zero. I just said yes. So following that, there was an event at a local church in our area with Propel Women, and Christine Kane was speaking at it. And I had kind of heard of her, seen some of her teachings, but hadn't seen her in person. And I'd never actually experienced her as a teacher. So I went to the Propel Women's event by myself, which I don't like to do. I was like calling all my girlfriends, come with me. No one could make it. So I said, okay, I'm just going to go. Went by myself, heard her speak, and was just moved by her passion and just who she is as a person and what she's doing in the area of giving back and doing something bigger that's bigger than her. And so I grabbed one of her books. I thought, I'm gonna grab a book. I'm gonna, invest in, just so into her and get one of her books. So I just grabbed one, came home, started reading it. And the first chapter in the book was literally describing the scene in Schindler's List that I had seen from the class where God just finally was like, are you doing this or not, Joanne? And I was wrecked. I was like, okay, Lord, like this is you and I'm all in and I don't know what this is going to look like, but we'll just walk it out. So that was the beginning of a year of just really sorting through what could this be? What could this look like? And in having conversations with a lot of friends who owned businesses, they would say, gosh, we just did our taxes. We just heard from our tax advisor, like we could have given more instead of giving it to the government. I'm so bummed. I wish I would have known, we could have done more. And it was kind of that resonance of that scene of like, I could have done more. We could have given more, but we didn't know where, we didn't know how. And so I was like, this is it. Like I, with my background and experience and actually knowing that this is a need, I just felt like the Lord said, this is it. So build this. So that's what I do is I work with truly mostly businesses or business owners. And usually they're people who are the founders and CEOs of their businesses, because that's, that's kind of the conversation I had originally was with people like that. So I can work with individuals as well in their own personal wealth space, but usually it's a business owner and the CEO or founder of a company. And we just dive deep into like, okay, like you want to give back through your business. You want your business to be more substance to it than just like we're making money and we're doing our jobs. You want to actually release an impact into the space that actually is an area God's put on your heart to do, like maybe an area that you have a real desire to make a difference. And so how can I help you? How can I come alongside and figure that out with you? So really what I call myself is a financial strategist for givers. And so I love that because it's really puts the passion of like the strategy and the intentionality behind giving, which I think is in the hearts of everyone. Everyone wants to make a difference. Everybody wants to leave an imprint, that God has kind of put on their heart to lead, but putting that together can be the challenge. And when you're a business owner, you are running and spinning like 500 million plates just to keep your business going. And so this becomes kind of a harder place for you to, for business owners or for even CFOs or CEOs to engage in, because they're like, gosh, I don't have time for this. So I take that weight off of them and just say, just tell me what's in your heart. Tell me where you want to give, where do you want to make the impact and the difference? And then I put an action plan together and strategize over that with them. So that's kind of the high level view of what I do. And then there's a lot of details in that come about because it's all very personal. Giving is very personal, and especially even through a business, it's personal. It's meaningful to them. And so it becomes like a relationship and a partnership with me, and then also with whatever organization or partnership they choose to engage with in their giving. So I facilitate all of that. I'm the go-between. I just kind of help put all those pieces together and then help manage it if they need it. There's a lot of components to it depending on their need, but I love it. It's like getting to work with incredible people who have amazing hearts and they have a value and they're ready. They're like, I'm ready. This is something I've been wanting to do. Let's do this. And then I get to put them with incredible organizations and align a partnership that is incredibly meaningful to them and also impactful. And then it actually, changes the community, changes their business, changes their employees, changes even the partnerships of people that are partnering with them in business, because they're like, wow, they're doing this incredible thing. We want to work with you. Yeah. And employees are like, wow, this is more about like my paycheck, we're actually making a difference as a company. And that retains talent, that actually attracts talent. So there's so many aspects to it that are just a win-win on every side.
Gosh, such a well of knowledge. I love that. And I love the personal story, the aspect to it where the Lord's like, are you going to do this? Because I know every single person listening to this or watching this right now is like, we have that thing. The Lord's like, are you going to do what I've called you to do? Maybe you're in it, but I know a lot of people are just kind of like, no, that's crazy. No, thank you. Like, I will wait for the next one. Yes. So I love how personal that is, because like you said, giving is so personal. And when there is a, when you get connected to the why behind it, the story behind it, that's why I love how you shared your story, how you got to this point. Cause you could just say, well, I help people be able to give to organizations that they care about. No, right. There was something so much deeper. And I love the power of the story. I've been able to help tell people's stories for many, many years. And I love this podcast for that reason, because the generosity piece is something that is so key biblically. That's so ingrained to every human being. We love being able to give. We love seeing people give. And the intention behind it of, you know, maybe, like you said, don't have the time to dig in for all the things with the companies. But you're like, this would be a great partnership. And people can rest assured, I'm not just basically throwing my money away because the website looks good or other people have done it and therefore we should. There's probably amazing organizations out there that are quite a bit smaller, but so in line with people's visions. They just haven't heard of them yet because maybe it doesn't pop up on page 1, 2, or 3 of Google. It might be on the 12th page because no one's ever heard of them. So I'd love to even touch on that piece, because we know all the big ones, right? Like we kind of have our finger on the pulse for the big ones, but what about the little guys? Like, how do you make those connections? And maybe, I don't know if there's organizations that you feel in your heart that you want to share, because there may be people listening to this right now and they're like, I want to give somewhere. I just don't know where.
Right. I know that is the challenge, right? Because there's the big names and they are doing incredible things. And sometimes, you know, they are the ones that everyone thinks to, they're the go-to organization. So really it's really aligning like the goal and the intention of the giver with the right organization. So like part of that is what they're wanting to give. Honestly, like a company might be like, hey, our goal is to give, you know, $100,000 this year, through our business. Great. Okay. So $100,000, if you're going to give that to the Red Cross organization, which is, you know, that's fine, but that organization is a multi-million dollar nonprofit organization. So your connection and your impact with that piece of giving that you want to do, which is amazing, isn't really going to connect you or be personally meaningful to you. So let's look at something that's a little different along the same lines, but actually that $100,000, you're going to hear about an incredible impact, a story, a project, and you're going to have a connection with actually the founders or of that nonprofit. You're going to have a relationship with them that's going to be incredibly different than a large organization like the Red Cross. So there's those nuances to giving as well. So I really have a lot of people in the nonprofit world that I know, which is super helpful, because they are like go-to people for me when I have a client who's like, here's something I'm looking into, here's a passion of mine. And if I'm not aware of an organization, I pull on my resources. And then I'll just, after that, then I have a whole vetting process that I go through with the organizations to look at their 990s, their tax forms, to look at their projects, to do a deep dive for the client in terms of what they're doing and how they're doing it. And to really see, like, is the money going toward what they said? Is the impact there? Is the sustainability there? Is the relationships there in place for my client to actually have the relationship they want to have with where they're giving? And how are they communicating the impact back to the client, to the giver, right? Because a lot of times we give and we give to organizations and we hear nothing. We're like, what happened with that $100 I gave? Or what happened with that $1,000 I gave at that gala? Like there's no continuation of the story. Right. So sometimes I even work with the partnership between my client and the nonprofit, and we do storytelling. So we will make sure that there's a storytelling component to the giving so that the employees are aware of that, so that their social media and their partners and organizations they work with are aware of that. So it just brings kind of all of those pieces together. But there's local amazing organizations here in Orange County. That's where I live, that I've gotten to know personally and that I've had touch points with. So those that I'm aware of that are on the smaller side for some of the areas of like human trafficking or the homeless crisis that we're experiencing, or for, you know, even like displaced families, people that are actually out of work and in between like losing everything and needing housing and shelter before the next, you know, breakthrough for them. You know, there's all these different organizations in our county. There's so many things happening. So I kind of, depending on, again, it's always about the client, like what is their passion and what is it that they want to do? And then I go after researching those organizations for them. So there's really like so many in Orange County, even like I would have a hard time listing like all the organizations that I'm aware of that I'd be like, look into this. There's so many, but it depends on what really is the desire of the person and how connected they want to be and how involved they want to be with the organization. Those nuances make a difference in terms of who I encourage them or actually recommend to them to partner with. And so usually I'll give them three or four kind of here's my recommendations. Here's some people I think would be amazing partners, but ultimately it's their choice, you know, who they choose. And so it's just kind of I hope that answers your question, but it's kind of has a little bit of nuances to all of it. So it's kind of a challenging question sometimes to answer, but there are amazing organizations. And I think it's just, you know, it's finding the right one that's the right fit for the giver, for the amount they want to give, for the connection they want to have, for the impact and the transformation they want to make.
Yes. No, and I knew it would be a challenging question because it's the question that we're all thinking, well, what are suggestions? And it really depends because everybody has different, you know, amounts of money, or do they want to be involved? Do they want to be anonymous? What does that look like? And so one of the things that popped up as you were sharing is, you know, just do your due diligence, dig in and research. Like they're Google massive, like go research different nonprofits that are in your city, and you can create an impact just right around you instead of having to do something global. Because like you said, somebody that has $100,000, Red Cross, not really going to go very far. Great. But like something local that could be absolutely like astronomical and life-changing. So it's just not just throwing your money at something because you know you have to give and it feels good. It's let's be intentional behind it. There's a story behind it because we all do things attached to a story everywhere we go. We like this grocery store. We like this gym. We like this church. We like this community group. There's a story as to why you go. So it should be the same with giving. It should absolutely. So I would, because obviously you're a woman of faith. I mean, you have the cross on your neck and we definitely have a woman of faith circle. And obviously this podcast has a lot of women of faith that listen to it. That's probably the majority of women that listen to it. You know, talk about how just partnering with God and this strategy of like how you make those connections. And even obviously you shared the God story of how you even got into here, but just that piece right there, because I know just from the few interactions that we've had together and different, you know, close proximity and even on the phone, you are so led by the Holy Spirit, which is amazing. And I'm sure that just shines through how you make connections with people. So just talk about that piece right there, because obviously here at Girl Power Alliance, we are all about partnering with God and everything that we do. And obviously that's included in giving. So I'd love for you to share pieces on that and how you just bring him into all the things that you do.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of one of those things. It's like a good friend of mine, she always says, follow the cloud, not the crowd, right? So it's always about being really like intentional to really ask the questions, right? Of in my time with him, like, you know, what is it that you're wanting me to put my hand to? What is it that you're leading me to say yes to? Because there's a lot of good things that we can all be doing, but what is our best yes? You know, what are the things that are actually for our season and for our gifting and for actually the passions and desires in our heart that he's put there, that he's like, yes, I want you to partner with me. Let's do this. And so I think for me, it's really about the intimacy, like being very connected with him and really putting him first in every area of my life. Knowing that he's the divine connector, right? So, you know, I'm a natural connector. We talked about this, Molly, how you and I are always like thinking like we meet someone and we're like, oh my gosh, you need to meet so-and-so and I want you to connect with so-and-so and you've got to, you know, this could be a great resource or connection for you. I'm that way too. And so, but Holy Spirit does that with us, right? So he's like, the ultimate connector. So really just like leaning on him and trusting him, like, you're going to connect me with the right people, you know, and I know that I'm going to be in the rooms that I'm supposed to be in. I'm going to be in the spaces, and really trusting him in the process, because that was a big part. Cause you know, when you start something, you're kind of feeling like, wow, how do I do this? And like at the beginning stages, I was like, I don't know how to do a logo. Like, how am I going to make a logo for my company? And then just sharing, and this is the big part, sharing with the people in my world, my dream, what was in my heart, that actually connected me to all of the things that I needed for this God dream, you know, that he put before me. And it was really just sharing and being vulnerable. Like, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I feel like I'm going to start. This is what God's put on my heart to do. And my friends would be like, oh my gosh, my friend does logos. I'm going to connect you with her. And the next thing I knew, she's like, I'm going to do your logo for free. And then, you know, so-and-so like, hey, I know how to do websites. Let me help you build your website. You know, it was just piece after piece after piece of the areas that I didn't have the skill set for, you know, but I was like, this is my piece, Lord, and you have to provide the rest, you know. And that's kind of the, when we know our why, you know, we can hone in and drive into our why and just push through. But the how is always the question mark, right? Like, he's the how, like, he's the one who puts it all together for us. We just have to like trust and lean into him. But I really strongly believe, because I'm all about community, I'm all about collaboration. I love working in teams and with people and connecting with others. So for me to share, and I want to encourage anybody who's listening, like, if you have a God dream, share it with your people. Share it with your people and keep talking about it, because those people could be the connection to the next thing. And usually that's how God works, right? Is that we are all supposed to, you know, it's how he created us. We're wired for connection. We're wired to be connected together, and that we each sometimes have a piece to bring to somebody to help them further that God piece, that God dream, or that God, you know, even business, or, you know, whatever ministry, whatever it is they're wanting to do and accomplish. So that would be my encouragement, you know, of just my journey too, of just how this all came to be, and just following the Lord and really trusting him. Cause it was a year before I was able to like push the button and go live. It took time to put the pieces together, but I really just had to press in and listen and have lots of conversations and let him kind of lead and provide the resources I needed to actually get to that launch place.
I love that. I love that you beat me to it, because I was like, oh, she went exactly where I was hoping was, don't be afraid to tell people what you're doing. So yeah. Often we want to wait till we have all of the ducks in the row. It's launched. It's successful. It's the money. It's all that. It's like, no, like that person could be, you know what, maybe this isn't for me, or hey, maybe it is, but thank you for sharing. And that is such a word for so many different things. The new business you want to start, or our Girl Power Alliance ambassadors with the network marketing opportunity here, or literally nonprofit, or anything, your ministry, your podcast. I mean, share, because you have people in your circle that care about you. If you have any followers anywhere on social media, Instagram, you have friends at church, people that you like to text, if something's going on, like, let them know, because otherwise it could be years or longer that they're like, well, why didn't you tell me? And I've had people, you know, even in my life being like, well, kind of call me out and being like, well, why didn't you tell me sooner back in the day? I'm like, you know what? I should have, but we get so caught up in it's not the way we want it to look.
Yeah.
But the one that gave it to us to steward, how we steward is by letting other people know, which then can open doors for other connections, people wanting to give and donate their gifts, their time, their resources, and to step into no matter what they say, whether it's for them, not for them, they can help, not help. That's not up to me. What's up to me is sharing what's inside of me. And I love, love, love that you said that, because so many women specifically get held back on stuff of the past, or, you know, the little voices, the enemy trying to get them to go another direction. And he's only delaying the inevitable. You have to choose. You have to choose to press through and go through on that. So I love that you went there and shared that, because very easily you could have been like, yeah, I'm just going to, well, let me build everything out. Let me figure it out. And then I'll share. But because you brought other people in it, their gifting, which has anointing on it, was able to now flow into your business, which probably with that logo catches people's attention to be like, I want to work with her. And you never know. You quite literally never know what is going to spark somebody's like, oh, I need to do something with that or be a part of it. So thank you. That is amazing wisdom. Anything else on that front?
Well, I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking like one of the things even before, like I was hesitating so much when I first kind of went live on my website, like, you know, it's not what I exactly want it to be. And it's not that, you know, you like, you go through all those motions of like, things aren't quite what I want. You know, we can get all into the nitpickiness of everything. And, you know, the Lord's like, you know, the perfectionism is the enemy of good enough. You know, like we all can be in this place of like, it has, like you're saying, it has to be perfect. I want it to be perfect. And not to say I have a spirit of excellence. I love a spirit of excellence, but sometimes it's just good enough. And you just start to go with good enough, and then you build out from there. And then you know, trust that the places of like, this is, I'm going to learn as I'm good enough right now. And I'm going to continue to learn and grow and like what these things look like, what my website looks like, how I do this. It's just like, we have to kind of step out. We have to step out and just actually, you know, start somewhere, even if it's not our ideal, you know, or it doesn't look exactly the way we want. So if anybody's feeling that way, like I have these things and it's not perfect, but I feel like I can do this and start now, like do it, just push the live button, you know, go for it, because that's when everything started to actually happen. You know, when I kind of stopped limiting myself and thinking like it wasn't what it should have, it wasn't quite where I wanted it to be. It was like, this is good enough. And Lord, you're going to do something with my yes. And I'm going to go ahead and go live with what I'm doing. So I hope that encourages somebody who's listening.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's like, I feel so many people get blocked on that. Mm-hmm. So many people get blocked on that. I mean, we have people that listen to those podcasts that are just in the very beginning stages of, I've never really given to anybody. I don't even tithe right now because I don't trust my church, or I don't have a church that I go to. Exactly. To women that are, you know, 7-8 plus figure business owners that are probably looking like, you know what? This is exactly my lady. I need to be able to talk to her because I don't have time to dig into this, but I want to be able to give more. To your point in the very beginning, who wants to give it to the government? Absolutely not. I know us here in California, we are always trying to find ways not to put it in the government's hands and make it go further and just have deeper impact. Because we can, we have that opportunity, and you are opening up that opportunity for so many people to be able to just do bigger and better things. They just, I mean, education. I feel like this kind of stuff, generosity, who, where to give, like there's no list, there's no class, there's no education around this. We kind of have to figure it out. Therefore, we just fall into the, oh, well, I see, you know, Red Cross is always going out, or, you know, A21 is doing this, or, you know, whatever. There's so many different programs, World Vision.
Yes.
But there's so many other ones that are trying to start, and that money can go further, can have a greater impact. And then you can just see the fruit. You know, sometimes we give and do things and we never get to see the fruit. Not that we're necessarily in it for that, but when we do see that, that feels great. That feels good. Your obedience, your yes, led to somebody else being able to get back on their feet, prosper, be able to, you know, gain their life back, or, you know, have a trusted circle of some sort, because maybe they've been in trafficking for so long. So I just want to say thank you for all of that, because it's so insightful that most people just don't really even know where to start. So for anybody that's looking, just dig around, Google, get on Google. No, it's so specific to what you want. And as we kind of wrap things up, this has just been so helpful, Joanne, of like where people can go, and just that obedience factor of knowing you are, okay, Lord, where do you lead this? This is your vision. I'm stewarding it. And then you're able to support people as such. But, you know, just the generosity topic is so vast, so wide. And I've never met somebody who doesn't love to talk about generosity. Like, it's very rare. So is there anything else that you'd love to share when it comes to that? Because I'm sure you have plenty in the well to share.
I know there's so much, but I'll say this. I remember when I first started this too, and this is always kind of just continues to resonate, you know, when I do the work that I do, it's like, I remember, you know, at Christmas time, everybody's so generous. There's all these like, you know, helping people, and the generosity is off the charts in that time frame of year, because it just is, because there's a lot of opportunities for people to give and to think of others. And I remember the Lord saying, what if you could have Christmas all year long? And I was like, okay, I love this so much, because that's really what happens. It's like, we are created. We're created with that generosity that is just in us, because it's kingdom. It's who he is. He gives. You can't outgive God, you know? So it's just in us to want to give and to want to do more and to want to do something that's bigger than us. We all have that, because that's how he created us. And that's actually kingdom. So for me, like one of the things that I just will leave, you know, this time with is that, this actually, when companies, and just to encourage those who are listening, companies, when every company I've worked with that started to be really strategic and purposeful in their giving, you know, putting intentionality in it, actually doing the work, meaning that they don't do the work in essence, but they have to do the work of thinking through where is it that we want to give and how do we want to give and what's important to us in our giving and how do we, you know, work with Joanne to strategize over that. But one of the things that's been incredible is the growth of their own personal companies. And this is the Lord. Like I'm just saying every single goal was either surpassed financially for them in their companies, because I would always go back and say, okay, I know you had goals this year. And you've been really like, this was something you wanted to, you know, for me, I love to pray over and pray with my clients. Like, this is stuff that you guys are going after. So what happened, you know, since you started giving, what have you seen? And it's all tied, you know, it's all tied together because it's kingdom. So it's just been a joy to see that too. Cause we see that in our personal lives, right? Like yes. We give and we want to give and we give and we see the Lord bless and bring back and multiply our seeds. So to see the seeds being sown through companies and the multiplication of that seed and the growth of their company and their actually the desire of where they want to take their company and for their employees and for the people that they work with to be engaged with them in a way that's so much more meaningful and provides, you know, just that place of like, gosh, we're doing so much more than just working to work. You know, we're working with a purpose. We're giving with intentionality and we're seeing impact happening around us. So just wanted to leave you with that's part of the place that I've seen for companies and business owners that I just want to encourage them, even if they're not working with me, just be intentional with your giving, like start thinking about it. I believe it should be part of your growth strategy in a business. Like you should have that should be part of your strategy to grow is like, what are we going to do with our giving? And how are we going to give? Because it's all good. It's a win-win for taxes. It's a win-win for business growth. It's a win-win for their employees. So I love what I do. And I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you, Molly. And thank you for allowing me to be on with you and just share it with your community.
Yes. No, I think it's just an amazing ripple effect of what to do, just even how you've poured out here and just educated us on like ways that you can be generous. And hey, if you want your business to grow, if you want more joy in your life, you know, and God can give you fresh vision whenever, but come out of a generous heart. Like he's always looking for those that are generous because that's what he is. And if we have the mind of Christ, then we will want to be generous as well, just to be able to pour out and to give. And again, I every woman that I meet and we do some kind of a vision casting plan of what they want to create for their life, the first thing isn't how I can help myself or help my family. It's here's how I want to give to my church or my community. And that's always the first thing, which is amazing.
Yes.
And being able to be intentional about that, what that can look like, even on a bigger scale, because there are big companies out there that are just like at the end of the year, you know, they're like, what do I do? Where does this go? And I love that you said that. What if it could be, or God told you, what if it could be Christmas all year round? And I'm like, yes, I love Christmas time.
I know, don't we all?
So joyful. And there's not a single person that doesn't come across a video like that on Instagram or something that is just like, wow. That's amazing. And I want to encourage people to share. So many times, you know, I've shared different acts of generosity and there's those trolls out there that will literally be like, you just want to do this because of blah, 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 and the clout and this and that. There are going to be those people because they don't actually see the bigger message when really it has nothing to do with you. It's the heart posture on, I want to help this person. And I know this is going to bless somebody else to be generous. Now, if you are coming out of a place of look at me, that needs to be checked. But when you come out of a place of, this is an opportunity to help spark a ripple effect of generosity. You're going to have people that come against it and will say all the crude things. I've definitely had that, but don't let that stop you from sharing. Because I know when I see people being generous online, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to go do something today. Where can I go to go bless somebody else? Because that is embedded in me and it's embedded in all of us. So don't be afraid to share because it could be the thing that somebody needs to see to go save somebody's life, help somebody's life, make their life just better that day. So Joanne, amazing. This has been
amazing too.
This has been incredible. And I know so many people are just going to be so blessed by this message. So if you are, definitely connect with Joanne Johnson. She's on Instagram. We'll have all of her information in the show notes. If you are like, I resonate with what she's doing, I need to have a better giving strategy, we'll have all the information for you to be in touch with her. But thank you so much for coming on and just pouring out your heart today.
Of course. Thank you so much, Molly. It was my pleasure.
All right, you guys. We'll see you in the next one. Bye, everyone.
Being a generous giver is such a big part of the Lord's heart for us and how we are to really display him as his disciples here on the earth. So that podcast was amazing. I love it. And we're so excited here at Girl Power Alliance and Real Men Alliance about being able to help people to become financially free and debt-free so that they can be more generous givers. We have so many exciting, powerful resources coming down the pipeline for you to be able to really take a hold of your financial future so that you can give the way you've always wanted to give without being stressed. It's a big part of our heart here. I said it already. Our mission here is to create more debt-free and financially free Christian families, Christian households than any other company in the world. We are so proud of what we're doing to turn that into a reality. And we want you to be a part of it. We want you to be a part of the mission here. If this is resonating with you, then head over to girlpoweralliance.com. If you have a man in your life, tell him to head over to realmenalliance.com and join us. Join us as we passionately pursue God's heart for us to become the best version of ourselves, the version that He designed us to be. And let me tell you, you can get there. I promise it's possible. It's possible on the earth. We need you to step into that. Here in our community, Girl Power Alliance and Real Men Alliance, we believe this. When you change yourself, you change the world. See you next time.